Wait for it. All right, all right. Max is on air.
I'm like three.
Three? Cool, you're on.
Hello?
Woo.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't hear anything in these headphones.
I can hear you, you're on. Okay.
Okay, slide.
Sorry, we're really...
we're beyond our, beyond our time.
Well, great show tonight, everyone.
Here we go. yeah. Well, honestly, how many shows left do we have?
Not many, which is sad for the people out there.
We got like three shows left. If we can are able to do it past school. Actually, I wonder.
Why?
Like, once finals happen, like, do you think this building's going to be open? And, like, we can, like, come in here and do it?
I have
it?
No idea.
Like, like during senior week and whatever?
Wait, call in if you know.
I mean, actually, don't. We're not going to be able to answer. But, yeah, I mean, let us know.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, well,
I feel like, yeah, probably.
God, I really
for sure.
Freaking hope so.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Can't be our last show ever.
No.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen. It's fine.
No.
We're
seeing.
Also,
like, no
don't
way.
They have summer shows? I'm pretty sure they
well,
do.
Well, also, there's, like, people who do radio that don't go to Tufts. Like,
so true.
They don't care about finals.
We'll look at the schedule, but I really hope this is not our last show. I really don't think it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
you want to read it?
This is Literally Anything for Now, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Keep it freeform.
Yeah, hope you guys enjoyed.
Oh, I didn't even get to tell. I had a hilarious story.
Really?
About how when WMFO did their like thing last week, you know how they had like some spring concert on Res Quad?
Yeah,
I like
guess.
Really wanted a shirt, so I like ran. Uh-huh. I was like DMing the account, and I was like, "Do you guys have shirts left?" Uh-huh. And I like ran all the way there, and I like they only had an XL, and I paid like absurd money for it, and the girl was kind of rude, to be honest. But I literally like I got my shirt. So anyway, I'm really feeling.
Wait, you
WMFO.
Got a shirt?
I have a shirt.
Damn.
I have a WMFO shirt. It's pretty cool.
That's
all right.
That's
we gotta
so cool.
go.
All right.
All right. Peace. Have a great spring fling weekend.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Yeehaw. Whoop, whoop. Well, we're just all up in here.
We are, and we haven't been together in a while. It's DJ Night.
Yeah. Yeah, we're finally back. Cause last week Sophia, DJ Business. DJ Business had a date, had a Monday schedule on a Friday.
Yeah, so I had my Monday classes.
DJ Dang replaced you.
DJ Dang. Yeah. DJ Dang.
DJ Business.
You guys like that?
I'm sure that you guys do, but Colin. Except for we don't have to use the phone still. Well, today, today the vibe is that tomorrow is spring fling.
Yeah, and I'm sure the gals before us were talking about it. Actually, mm-hmm. I believe I heard them.
I believe that I did too.
So I guess we'll play some spring fling type of music, and then whatever other random miscellaneous stuff you've been listening to lately, as per usual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. You know what I just realized, Sophia?
My mic wasn't on.
Yep. I did realize that just now.
Nice.
I wonder if it sounded like I was talking to myself.
No, well, it definitely did. Okay, so I've been saying a lot of things. I feel like I've been talking more than you.
You have been talking a lot.
And
you
just... my mic's been off the whole time, and I had a feeling because I couldn't really hear myself in the headphones.
Well, that's exactly the thought I had. I thought to myself, I can't hear Sophia in my headphones. And then I looked down, and guess what? Mic 2 is on. Mic 3 is off.
DJ Nanya is at the helm today. She's controlling the board.
This is my second time doing it this semester, so as you can see, I haven't done it very many times.
Okay, I've messed up plenty of times. One day when I was alone and DJ Nanya wasn't here, I talked for me. Like, I told an entire story. Like beginning, middle, end, climax. My mic was off.
People were crying.
I was like, wow, I'm really getting the people going with this. My mic was off.
You know what? I think it happens to the best and the worst of us.
Apparently.
I do wonder how, like, professional radio people do it, but actually, we can delve into that later, perhaps.
I feel like they might have, we can delve into it later, but I feel like they might have assistants, like, controlling all of the works for them.
Yeah, you're right. They definitely don't do it.
They probably do some things themselves, but...
Do you think they choose music? No. I don't even understand how music is chosen, but that's kind of besides the point. You know what? So the first song that we're going to do is by Ella Jean, a.k.a. Ella Jane, who is going to be performing at our Springless.
Wee!
And I think last week I played a song by her called Nothing Else I Could Do, but I kind of like it. Ella Jane, if you're listening, do your thing.
That's the significant.
She did go to Tufts, I know, for one single year. Good for her.
Good for her.
Okay, let's start this bad boy up, and we'll see you on the flippity flop.
Bye.
Honestly, I'm kind of burnt out. I've been waiting so long. I guess I've just been watching your mouth. Try to form the words of a love song. And honey, sing it for me. Get it stuck inside my head. Cutting letters out of a magazine. I'll write myself a ransom love note instead. Well, how many figures will it take for you to bring me back my heart? Cause right now it's sitting in your basement, hidden in the back with some stolen art. Hey, Mona Lisa, why are you smiling? Will you give him one for me? Cause I locked myself inside his coffin, and I was dumb enough to throw away the... Well, honestly, it's kind of my fault. I've been wasting my time, but I would rather watch you from miles away than be a little closer and bored and blind. And when I'm looking at you, everything disappears and loving gets a little bit lonelier. But loneliness was never my biggest fear. Well, I'm to know me better. Don't you want to read my letter? Maybe you'd like to know me better. Don't you want to read my letter? Maybe you'd like to know me better. Know me better. Know me better. Well, how many figures will it take for you to bring me back my heart? Cause right now it's sitting in your basement, hidden in the back with some stolen art. Bye.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time. We got more bounce in California where the hustlers all reside. We got more bounce in California, rolling easy when we ride.
Well, excuse me for a while, but it's time to propagate. I'm coming from the land where the seasons never change. Well, all around the world are all looking to LA. Always the first in new directions, 'cause Cali leads the way.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time. We got more bounce in California where the hustlers all reside. We got more bounce in California, rolling easy when we ride.
Now everybody's by the pool, all peeking out on ecstasy. Bump into a playlist that's all down on MP3. Here comes another group of ladies parked on mama's SUV. Well, I've seen that blonde before in a vivid DVD.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time. We got more bounce in California where the hustlers all reside. We got more bounce in California, rolling easy when we ride.
Underneath that California sun, oh, let those police helicopters shine the spotlights down on me. And I thank my lucky stars, there's no place else I'd rather be.
We got more bounce in California than all y'all combined. We got more bounce in California. We like to party all the time. We got more bounce in California where the hustlers all reside. We got more bounce in California, rolling easy when we ride. We got more bounce.
Okay, we're back. We just played a lot of songs in a row. That was Moonshake by Can from Future Days.
Hope everyone enjoyed.
We're both on our computers doing a little worky work right now.
A little something something.
A little something something. I'm doing course evaluations. Ilya, what are you doing?
I'm sending out emails to the floaters for the cheer formal.
Anyway. I think that means me.
Wait, not floaters. I'm sorry. Mystery dates, actually. Aww. You already got an email.
Yeah.
She wants another, though.
I want another. I love getting the emails.
I know. Guys, cheer formals tonight. If you weren't invited, I'm sorry. I'm beyond sorry, actually. Eek! yeah, so currently sending out the mystery date things. But guess what?
Ilya is organizing it all.
I am.
Has it been a stressful process? What's your assessment?
It's been a little bit stressful. Yeah. But it's, like, not been horrid. It's just, like, I'll tell you what's been the ish. The ish is just, like, yesterday I got an email back from, like, three of the mystery dates being like, I can't attend. And I was like, really? Like, you're telling me this now? And the only reason that they, like, even responded, I think, was because I reminded told their friend, like, please, tell them to let me know. So then I was, like, really stressed out last night because I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I texted literally every male that I know at Tufts University. And, you know what? I don't even want to talk about that part, but it was stressful. And then it's fine. And also we had trouble finding a speaker, but finally, like 20 minutes ago, I get a text from the guy who's actually hosting, and he was like, we got a speaker. And I was like, yes.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, and then actually going to buy alcohol, buying juice was a little stressful too.
We're not allowed to talk about that, but we are 21 years old.
Yeah, we are 21, just so everyone knows. Buying juice was stressful though, because like people haven't finished Venmoing me, and like, so I had to use, like, I mean, it wasn't, like, it was fine. I still had, like, $200 or something that, like, people had Venmo'd me, but...
$200?
Yeah, and then, but, like, still, like, like...
How'd you get $200?
People, from people Venmoing me. From Cheer. I was like, you need to Venmo me.
All of the supplies cost that much?
It was, like, no, it was $260, $250.
Oh, my God.
I know, and that
Hell
was,
yeah.
Like, no, I know. It was, I mean, juice is expensive. It's really expensive. And that was Wegmans, man. Anyways, I think you guys kind of get the painted picture. So that's been, like, the main things. But it's all coming together now. And now I'm just a little bit stressed because I don't have an outfit. If anyone has a cute dress they want me to borrow, they want me to borrow. Let me know.
Let me know, too.
Yeah, we're all on the hunt right now. I just bought a dress, and it looks so horrible on me.
One of our roommates goes to formals, like, all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Has an entire wardrobe of formal
attire. But it's also like, it's actually, she borrows a lot of stuff from people is the problem. And I'm like, well, I don't know them enough to be like, let me borrow it as well. You know?
Yeah.
Anyways, so that's been the issues with it. But it's been fun. And I know, like, if I help plan it next year, I know exactly, like, what needs to be changed. So that's kind of fun, you know? That's kind of slay. So, yeah, should we go into our next song?
Let's. What is the next song? I don't even remember. I think it's,
let me check. It's, the next song is Come On Home.
Oh, yeah, I played this for the other day.
For me?
By the Les Jadu sisters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did I like it?
Let's listen. I think so.
Okay, I'm excited. I'm sure that I will like it. So that's what we got on next for everybody. And, you know, we'll chat soon. We'll talk soon. Oh, my God, we didn't even do an opening. I just... Also, just so everybody knows, this is Questionable Figures, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Woo! Freeform Radio. Yeah, get excited. Woo. Bye, everyone. Oh, no, number two. Okay.
Come on, Ilya.
I know. This is super awkward.
You got it, queen.
Okay, guys. Bye.
time too. Sweetheart is bleeding in the snow cone. So smart, she's leading me to ozone. Music, the great communicator. Used two sticks to make it in the nature. Office furniture out there on San Fernando Road and assumed a $30,000 loan at 15.25% and put a down payment on a little two-bedroom place. His wife was a spent piece of used jet trash, made good Bloody Marys, kept her mouth shut most of the time, had a little chihuahua named Carlos that had some kind of skin disease and was totally blind. They had a thoroughly modern kitchen, self-cleaning oven, the whole bit. Frank drove a little sedan. They were so happy. One night, Frank was on his way home from work. He stopped at the liquor store, picked up a couple of Mickey's Big Mouths, drank them in the car on the way to the Shell station. He got a gallon of gas and a can. Drove home, doused everything in the house, torched it. Parked across the street laughing, watching it burn, all Halloween orange and chimney red. And Frank put on a Top 40 station. Got on the Hollywood freeway and headed north. Never could stand that dog.
sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
We're on. We're on. Slay.
How embarrassing. You just heard us go singing.
Oh, I did it on purpose. I thought that was like a... How embarrassing. Sophia, why don't you do that again?
No, I was... Elliot played that song and I was tapping my little feet. I was like...
She actually turned into a tap dancer right then and there.
I did.
I saw it myself. I had something important to talk about. Oh, I was just going to say that we actually switched gears substantially from what we started off with music-wise.
What else is new?
Well, in the past couple minutes, I've realized that actually two of the people that I assigned as Mr. Dates never answered my email. So I'm like, what does that mean?
You could just make an announcement to people that there aren't going to be mystery dates.
No, but there are. It's just, like, now two of the people didn't respond. But, like, I know that the others will be there.
Okay, so you're missing two.
Yeah, and one of them's a friend date. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm not that pressed about that. If you don't have a friend date, I don't care. You know what I mean?
It has to be a man, or is it a man or
no,
a woman?
It can be a man or a woman. But she's like, she has a boyfriend, so I'm like, oh, I feel even less bad about that. Because I'm like, you don't need to make new friends.
You I have hope your she's boyfriend
listening.
And that's
I hope
it.
She's listening that? This right now. I just texted her saying, your friend date did not answer. But that's not really my problem.
No, I mean, the floaters are going to be there. We're going to be friends.
We're going to be floating.
Make some friends with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I love to float like a damn jellyfish.
Me too.
We should have an underwater themed party.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I do love an underwater themed thing. Do you think we need to do an underwater mystery murder mystery? Okay. Yes. The answer is everyone is underwater.
Ooh.
They have to wear the goggle type things or like the you know the
snorkels?
Like
snorkels.
That was me trying to make a bubble sound, and instead, I don't know what came out of my mouth. Don't remind me. I wish I could take that back.
Don't worry.
Wait, did I not set that? No, I did slay. Okay, should we move on to the... Oh, should we do a... No, let's do that in a minute.
PSA?
Yeah.
We should just do it now. It's already 2:43.
Okay, do you want to do it? Okay, right. Our beautiful
we're all,
Sophie
we're all over the
do
place
it.
Today. I'm just going to, you know what, close my eyes and flip to a random page.
I'm
going to
close
PSA
my
book.
Eyes while you do it, too.
It could be really boring, but whatever. Okay, here
okay.
I am.
I'm closing it, too. Should I
open? Oh, my God. Okay.
Is that even a PSA? Go.
I think... Okay, chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment.
Nice.
That's it?
Yeah, and let's keep it that way. Okay, we're still, I think we're still staying on this like little rock. What is this? Is this classic rock? I don't know if I would call this classic rock.
That's definitely classic rock.
Okay, good. I'm glad because I was going to be super embarrassed just now if it wasn't. We're going to stay with this classic rock because I'm feeling it.
Oh, well, I actually don't know what you're going to play next.
But
what you were
rock.
Just playing is classic
no,
rock.
No, no, no. I'm playing classic rock. The okay. next song is an American classic, a.k.a. A certain Credence. I'm actually talking to you guys while I'm typing. You can probably hear me. A certain Fortunate Son, as we all know. I do feel like a fortunate son. You know why I feel like a fortunate son? Because I'm not a son. I'm a daughter.
Thank God.
And I'm so fortunate about that.
Yeah, really.
Okay, well, let's switcheroo. Oh, this is not at all any of the things that I wanted, actually.
It's skip okay, correction. Just do that after.
Slay! Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye!
Os aviões, sob os meus pés os caminhões, aponta contra os chapadões meu nariz. Eu organizo o movimento, eu oriento o carnaval, eu inauguro o monumento no Planalto Central do país.
Viva a bossa, sa, sa. Viva a palhoça, sa, 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 sa. Viva a bossa, sa, sa. Viva a palhoça, sa, 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 sa. O monumento é de papel, crepom e prata. Os olhos verdes da mulata. A cabeleira esconde atrás da verde mata. O luar do sertão. Monumento não tem porta. A entrada é uma rua antiga, estreita e torta. E no joelho uma criança sorridente, feia e morta, estende a mão. Viva a mata, ta, ta. Viva a mulata, ta, 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 ta. Viva a mata, ta, ta. Viva a mulata, ta, 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 ta. No pátio interno há uma piscina com água azul de amaralina. Coqueiro brisa e fala nordestina e faróis. Na mão direita tem uma roseira, autenticando a eterna primavera. E nos jardins os urubus passeiam a tarde inteira entre os girassóis. Viva Maria, ia, ia. Viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. Viva Maria, ia, ia. Viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. No pulso esquerdo, bang, bang. Em suas veias corre muito pouco sangue, mas seu coração balança um samba de tamborim. Emite acordes dissonantes pelos 5.000 alto-falantes. Senhoras e senhores, ele põe os olhos grandes sobre mim. Vive Iracema, mamá. Vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Vive Iracema, mamá. Vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Domingo é o fino da bossa, segunda-feira está na fossa, terça-feira vai à roça, porém o monumento é bem moderno. Não disse nada do modelo do meu terno, que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da.
Just woke up. Like all this time I've been asleep.
My
I did not turn on the right ones. There we go. Hey, everyone.
That was our last song of the day.
Sad face.
Time to sign off. I don't know. Elliot, are you even going to be here next Friday?
Yeah, I will. Oh, my God. Don't okay, even. Great.
For some reason, I thought Elliot was going home earlier.
No, I leave the 8th, which is next Sunday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we still have one more show with you all.
Oh, my God. Only one more show.
I know.
And we've done no hours.
I know. It's okay.
That's okay. It's not a big deal.
We'll figure it out. This is Questionable Figures, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the next show, and...
yeah, baby.
Sayonara.
Wait, let me turn that. It's been great being back.
Great being back.